The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hey everyone, welcome to Faith in Retirement, where biblical wisdom meets practical financial advice. I'm Tom Levine, joined by certified financial planner, faith-based investing expert, and my good friend, Jay Peroni, CFP. Jay, how are you today?
Doing so great today, Tom. I'm excited about today's episode. We've got a really exciting topic today, something that people probably aren't aware of, the risks that are out there when you're investing.
Exactly right. So, Jay, today's topic sounds a little bit dramatic, the death of the 60-40 portfolio. Has the classic approach to investing really died? I mean, what was the 60-40 model and why was it so popular?
Yeah, for decades, Tom, the 60-40 portfolio, which is 60% stocks and 40% bonds, was considered the gold standard for retirees and conservative investors, especially as they approached retirement. The idea was very simple. Stocks for growth, bonds for safety. And for the longest time, that worked from the early 1980s through the 2010s when interest rates were falling, which meant bond prices were rising. You had both diversification, steady returns, and very low inflation, and that helped most retirees. But that world is gone. What worked in the past doesn't fit in the new reality for what we're living in today. The average expected return for that 60-40 portfolio is now about 6% per year. And when you factor in inflation and taxes, in my opinion, that doesn't provide enough growth for most retirees unless they're sitting on millions of dollars. And think about this, Tom. The average retiree could now spend 20, 30, or even 40 years in retirement. And that's not surprising because 8 out of 10 retirees now worry about running out of money. And if you've been using traditional investment allocation, that 60-40 model, this could be a disaster for many retirees.
Whether you are looking for wisdom on your retirement income, annuities, life insurance, wealth accumulation, or just some help protecting your assets, and you're worried about running out of money before you run out of time, give Jay a call. And the telephone number to do that is 800-270-7310. So, Jay, what changed in the markets to make that 60-40 model strategy outdated?
Well, first, we've encountered a new economic era. Inflation has resurfaced, interest rates were climbing, and for the first time in decades, stocks and bonds are moving together. If you remember back to 2022, just a few years ago, both stocks and bonds fell sharply. Stocks were down about 20% that year, and bonds were also down double digits. And that was the worst year for the 60-40 model since 1937. And that was a wake-up call. You really can't rely on bonds to protect you anymore. They're no longer the stabilizer they used to be when rates were falling.
Wow, since 1937, the depths of the Depression. That's amazing. So what does it mean for retirees, Jay, and near retirees right now with this information in mind?
Well, it really means danger if you're not prepared. Many retirees, unfortunately, think their portfolios are safe, but if it's built on yesterday's assumptions, it really may not be as safe as they're thinking. It's kind of one of those, you're not sure, you're unsure, let's take a look at it. But I had a couple that came to see me. They were both retired teachers. They'd followed that old 60-40 model. They used target date funds. Then in 2022, their safe portfolio dropped by 18%. They came in panicked and they said, Jay, we didn't plan for this. So what we did is we built them a faith-based tactical allocation, a portfolio that dynamically adjusts for risks. We added a private pension for guaranteed income. And then we screened every single investment from a biblical perspective. And now they sleep much better at night because they built their plan on a stronger foundation. We use things like gold, silver, commodities, private pensions, Bitcoin, real estate, and more to make sure that they have income for life and an income designed to keep up with inflation and taxes.
That's a powerful story, Jay. So what does the scripture say about building wisely?
Yeah, Jesus was pretty clear in Matthew 7. He said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And when the storms come, and they will, believe me, your foundation determines whether you stand or fall." And that 60-40 model, that old model, is outdated in my opinion. It's like building on sand. But a tactical, faith-based approach is about building on the rock, having wisdom, discernment, and most of all, purpose, one that's both biblically aligned and financially prepared for inflation and growth.
This episode today is called The Death of the 60-40 Portfolio, Building a Modern Faith-Based Tactical Allocation for Today's Markets. I remember I was a business minor, and I remember this 60-40 plan being taught way back. So a lot of people, that's their operating model. Why is inflation such a problem for retirees today, Jay?
Yeah, inflation is a silent thief. It erodes your purchasing power over time. And the government comes out with statistics every year saying inflation was 2% or 3%. But that's a little misleading because the average retiree is not buying those 200 goods that are in that basket that the government is tracking. So you really have to look at what are you spending your money on. And a dollar today might only buy 60 or 70 cents worth of goods in 10 years. And those retirees that are on fixed income are going to feel the pain the most. And that 60-40 model never really planned for sustained inflation. That's why at Faith Investor Services, our team uses real assets like gold, real estate, commodities. These things often rise when inflation spikes. And then we use things like private pensions that can grow at 7 to 8% per year for future income. And that's what it's about, Tom. Inflation protection isn't optional anymore. It's essential. And that's why you have to make sure your plan accounts for both inflation and taxes. And we can do that through our retirement analyzer process. You just go to faithandretirement.com, set up a free consultation. We'll walk through your situation, look at your income, assets, expenses, and make sure you've got a solid plan that's built on solid ground.
If you have questions about what your specific family needs are, give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 and ask those questions. And there is no cost, no obligation for doing that. Yeah, if inflation is keeping you awake at night, give Jay a call. There's so much upheaval in Medicare and the healthcare costs keep rising. So if you need help planning for retirement, give him a call. How does faith play a role in protecting wealth and in all of this?
Well, faith brings clarity. And Psalm 24 is a great reminder. It says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. It doesn't say some things. It says everything in it. And we're not owners when we're investing in the markets. We're stewards, not just owners. And that changes everything. We don't chase fads or fear markets. We manage what God entrusts to us with wisdom, patience, and purpose. And that's where faith-based investing comes in. If you call yourself a Christian, if you follow Christ, you're a follower of him, you want to have your money line up with things that support your values, not things that oppose your values. So we can screen out things like abortion, pornography, or exploitation, or even countries that are persecuting Christians. But rather than uplifting, and then also looking at companies too that are honoring life, family, and community. So it's not either or. It's avoid companies that are violating our biblical standards, but then look for companies that are doing great. We call these proud-owned companies, companies that line up with our faith.
A lot of people are do-it-yourself investors, and I think that they probably just set it and forget it in a lot of cases. Tell me if I'm wrong. What should listeners do if they suspect that their portfolio really is outdated?
Well, now is a great time. That's the good news. Now is a great time. The markets are near all-time highs. So don't wait for the next storm to find out if you're properly positioned. Get clarity now. At Faith Investor Services, we offer a free service. It's called Screen and Clean, a portfolio review. We'll analyze your 401ks, IRAs, mutual funds, and stocks to first of all see, do they align with your faith? And then secondly, how resilient are they in today's market? It's going to be confidential. There's no pressure. It's just going to be truth and guidance. And you can go to faithandretirement.com today, request your free review. We'll also do a retirement analyzer for you. Look at your income, your assets, expenses. Look at what you're doing with your 401k. Maybe make some suggestions or changes there. We can go through your entire financial life in 30 minutes to 45 minutes, and then we'll come back with some solutions, things you could do differently, and help move you in the right direction.
Well, you've done that for our family, and I really appreciate your approach on this. Friends, that's the kind of stewardship we're called to, right? Wisdom, integrity, preparation. Give Jay and his team a call at 800-270-7310 or go to faithandretirement.com to schedule your faith-based portfolio strategy session. And stick around. After the break, we're going to be talking about what a modern faith-based tactical allocation really looks like and how it could reshape your retirement future. Back with more right after this.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Welcome back to Faith in Retirement. Tom Levine here with Jay Peroni, CFP. And in part one, we talked about why the 60-40 portfolio no longer works. It's outdated. Now, Jay, let's talk about what does work. Let's take a look at modern faith-based solutions for our listeners.
Sure. Yeah, the faith-based tactical allocation is what we use at Faith Investor Services. And this is an investment approach that's both adaptive and aligned. First of all, adaptive means it adjusts to market changes. When the markets are going up, we're on offense. However, we don't just sit still. When we see trouble brewing like we did earlier this year with the tariffs, we can switch to defense, protect capital. And that's huge because if you have a 10% decline in the markets, you only need an 11% return to get back to even. However, if you lose 50%, you now need 100% gain just to get back to even. So it's about protecting capital when the markets are going down. And then secondly, aligned means it reflects biblical values. It screens every holding for moral integrity. We combine that offense and defense, but the faith-aligned growth stocks are going to be looking at where are these profits coming from? Are they coming from companies that don't line up with God's word, or are they in line with your faith and values? And those faith-aligned growth stocks are designed for opportunity. And then we use things like protected growth, annuities, and private pensions for safety. And then we use real assets for inflation, and that provides some defense against inflation and taxes. And this portfolio strategy is designed to prosper in any season, not just in good weather.
You know, Jay, I love to give things away, and one of the offers we have today is for our listeners to get their free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. It's written by Jay Peroni, our fiduciary and CFP friend. Don't wait and get your free download right now at the website. It is unapologetically Christian in its approach. And again, that's faithandretirement.com. Well, you and I both like football. You mentioned offense and defense a little bit. Can you unpack what you meant?
Sure. We use what I call buckets in a balanced strategy. And the three main buckets are, the first is a growth bucket. This is your offense. These are going to be stocks of biblically aligned companies with strong earnings and quality leadership. We do that through our Christian Stock Fund, ticker symbol PRAY on the New York Stock Exchange, as well as individual stocks that we're selecting for our clients. Then in our income bucket, this is our defense. This could be a private pension, a protected growth account that has guaranteed lifetime income potential. So if you don't have your own pension, we can create a private pension for you. So you'll have your Social Security, a private pension, and then your growth stocks for additional future income. And then thirdly, we have a diversifier bucket or a hedge. This will be things like gold and silver, commodities, managed futures, even Bitcoin, things that move differently from the markets to protect you against the decline in the US dollar. Now, every bucket in this plan plays its role. Just like football, offense scores, defense protects, and special teams gives you field position. You need all three to win the game.
Well, that all sounds pretty complex for somebody like me. My gifts are in other areas. Can the average investor really do all of this?
Well, absolutely, Tom, with guidance. And that's where we come in. We manage these allocations tactically. So the client, the listener, doesn't have to guess when to be on offense or defense. Just like Joseph in Genesis, he didn't wait for the famine to start storing grain. He prepared during abundance. And tactical investing does the same. We prepare before the storm, not after. And most investors, unfortunately, they ride the markets up, and then when times get tough, they ride the market right back down again. You can't afford to do that in retirement. A few bad years to start your retirement could wipe you out financially. I've seen it over my 30 years of doing this, but we can help you create a better plan. You can go to faithandretirement.com today to get started, and we'll get you on the right track toward a successful retirement.
Right. And if your family has made mistakes, give Jay a call and ask your questions about how to get back. 800-270-7310. So, Jay, you mentioned biblical screening and screening and cleaning investments. How does that actually work?
Well, we use a third-party service, and it's a research tool. We can go through thousands of mutual funds, ETFs, stocks, 401ks, Roths, IRAs, whatever you have. We can scan it and screen it from a biblical perspective. We're going to look at what each company produces, what they support, and what they profit from. As owners, we have a higher calling. If we're buying the products and services, we can try to avoid it, but sometimes it's very hard in the marketplace to avoid cell phones and computers and things like that. But as owners, when we own the stock, it's a different perspective. We now have responsibility because we're partaking in those profits. If company profits from abortion, pornography, or anti-family agendas, things that clearly violate God's word, they're going to fail the screens. However, if the company promotes life, stewardship, and community, it's going to pass our screens. We call this investing with integrity. And as Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord. And that certainly includes how we invest. It's a way we worship. We can worship through going to church, through singing, praising, and we can also worship through how we invest. And that's what we try to do at Faith Investor Services.
I love that verse too. Very challenging. Jay, I ask you this most weeks. Can you share a story of someone who was transformed by aligning their faith and their finances?
Yeah, I love sharing these stories, Tom, because these are things that really get me excited to work every day. And I'll never forget, this couple came in, they were in their early 60s, and they came to me years ago. And the husband said, Jay, we've been blessed financially, but something doesn't feel right. And he just had this really perplexed look on his face. He said, we tithe, we volunteer, but I just discovered that some of our investments were supporting abortion and pornography. And he said, how can we honor God with part of our money while the rest of our funds are funding things that break his heart? So we prayed together. We began what I call a spiritual spring cleaning of their portfolio. We replaced the compromising companies with ones that create jobs, heal diseases, and serve families. And a few months later, they came back to me. And the wife said, Jay, for the first time, I feel peace when I check our accounts. It's like our money got saved too. And that was the power of alignment. When your wallet and your worship start walking in the same direction.
I know a lot of our listeners want to avoid risk whenever they can. What are some of the biggest risks this strategy helps protect against?
Yeah, I teach a lot of workshops, and I cover several risks in these workshops to really help people. I love educating, and that's why I love to do radio. That's why I love workshops in the community. But the four biggest risks that I always tell people about are market risk. If your market, your portfolio is just going to live and die by the market, you're going to potentially run out of money faster if you've got too much risk going on. And that's where some hedged equity and some tactical shifts can help reduce portfolio volatility. The second big risk, Tom, is inflation risk. Real assets and commodities can hedge against rising prices. That's what we do at Faith Investor, is really develop that diversified plan. The third risk that I see a lot of people facing is income risk. They run out of money too early, and that's the greatest fear that most retirees have. And we use things like private pensions to help create guaranteed streams of income for life. And then lastly, this is one that appeals to Christians. It's called moral risk. And that's where we avoid investing in darkness and promote companies that are providing light and salt in this world. And you can't eliminate risk, but you can manage it with wisdom. And that's what's called tactical faith-based investing. That's what we seek to do with our investment process.
I can't imagine any Christian person not wanting this. What should listeners do next if they want this kind of plan?
Well, it all starts with a conversation. You can simply go to faithandretirement.com, schedule your free retirement readiness checkup and a screen and clean session. We'll analyze your current plan. We'll look at your portfolio, see what it's supporting. Does it line up with God's word, or is it working against your faith? We'll look at that clearly, see what kind of violations are existing. Then we'll show you where the other risks lie, those risks that we talked about earlier. Do you have inflation risk, market risk? Are you paying too much in fees? And we'll build a custom, tactically faith-aligned roadmap for you. We'll help you move from uncertainty to clarity and from fear to faith. And remember, your investments can do more than grow your wealth. They can grow impact for the kingdom. And that's what we seek to do for our clients and listeners.
Well, you've taken such good care of us, Jay. And thank you so much for listening today to this program. Friends, that's a great invitation. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. Don't drift into retirement. Plan for it with diligence, discernment, and faith. You're not alone. Go to faithandretirement.com today for your free portfolio review. No cost, no obligation. You're going to get a personalized moral screen, performance analysis, and a step-by-step action plan to build your retirement on the rock, not on sand. And remember, your investments can do more than just grow wealth. They can grow impact for the kingdom. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry. We appreciate that. Again, so many great resources are waiting for you there at faithandretirement.com. Give Jay a call, 800-270-7310. Jay, thank you. Listeners, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.